Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now, juggling around the street. Bringing duggers where I'm going, spinning for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing duggers where I'm going, spinning for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correction. My shit's raw, no protection. This is KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just run the ride. The world's just laying there, boys, for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Didn't see this, girls, I'm throwing fists. This horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through this rain storm. Plastic up and chopping long term. I'm doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches with the wicked shit. We getting wicked, raising no protection. How the fuck we be living here at top of the seat, man, with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from a jug alone. Representing for myself, counting up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know this my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc getting energy, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks be faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Turn to the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawin' no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringin' duggers where I'm goin', spittin' for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' pigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating off your dick. We twistin' in sadistic motherfuckin', now we spin the shit. Bringin' duggers where I'm goin', spittin' for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' pigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating off your dick. We twistin' in sadistic motherfuckin', now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, shit on our level.
Whoop whoop, yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Grinder Radio. I'm your host, Evan.
Your co-host, Ghetto G. We'll be here soon, as, you know, after he's done bidding some poor souls down the hell's pit.
Now, let's do like we usually do, track of the track. Yo, this is Hip Hop Gamer, Get Twisted.
If you love twisted metal, keep your motherfucking hands up. It's been a long time, but you're gonna love it. To get the game on, burn a competition. You see the best in death, back in business. Middle fingers up if you wanna get twisted. It's been a long time, but you're gonna love it. To get the game on, burn a competition. You see the best in death, back in business. Middle fingers up if you wanna get twisted. Roll out, speeding like a demon, got my mission seeking. Heated full of fire, it's a riot with my piston speaking. Breaking all the rules, creating my crews. It's something new to this game, a gangless piece, tools abused. All competitors doing this on a regular. Car, car, back with a blast, best ever. Get better, stay better, eat, sleep, play, whatever. We got 32 multi-motherfucking players. And helicopters and motorcycles ready to kill. And it's happy, very crafty graphics, make your blood spill. If you wanna battle, we can battle, keep it too. Call the ambulance so I can detonate the playing field. Who would've thought that I'd be spitting these lyrics deliberately? You're speaking feels of fatality in your spirit. The competition they fear it. Unbelievable physics, number one up in this bitch. Don't even exclusive, let's get it. It's been a long time, but you're gonna love it. To get the game on, burn a competition. You see the best in tech, back in business. Middle fingers up if you wanna get it twisted. It's been a long time, but you're gonna love it. Get the game on, burn a competition. You see the best in tech, back in business. Little fingers up, if you wanna get twisted.
I got an arsenal, catch me in the whip. Doing 120, 360, spin out, guns out. I'm targeting, everybody dying.
flying, blood particles flying. They call it twisted metal, I'm demonic with the iron. Shots fired, blazing, all over the pavement. Hell raising, fight your face with a razor blade shaving. On occasion, my mind goes schizo. Ain't nobody better or bigger or leader than the trigger flow. Trigger shows fear, fear shows you queer. Clear quicker than a gunslinger, pop off, you disappear. Head, legs, arms, red, bloody bad, break bread. Semi-automatic, cardiac, erratic, every day. Nuff said, I'm sick off the chain flow. Hip-hop game of Brooklyn, murder capital. Next generation gaming, we got the attitude. Eat, sleep, play, it's a company, yo, that can't lose. Check, one, what you wanna do? Two, check, if you love twisted metal, get your motherfucking hands up.
It's been a long time, but you're gonna love it. They keep the game on, murder competition. You see the best is back, back in business. Little fingers up if you wanna get twisted. It's been a long time, but you're gonna love it. They keep the game on, murder competition. You see the best is back, back in business. Little fingers up if you wanna get twisted. It's been a long time, but you're gonna love it. They keep the game on.
Hip-hop gamer, man. Twisted Metal is back, and it's crazy. Shout out to David Jaffe and Scott Campbell. Eat, sleep, play. He's doing it, man. Recognize for life.
The best.
Now if you got your head tilted to the side, what? And you're always on the jack a bitch for her ride, yeah. Or the colors that you rep make others upset, then you might be
gang-related.
Never once been seen alone. Ever since you can remember you was fully grown. Slay your rocks on the block with a knot in your side, then you might be
gang-related.
Murder rap, nothing all in your belt. Bribery and selling trees, the only job that you held. Been the more damn funerals than the reverend himself. Then you might be
better be ready to do that thing. You rep the JRB and you will never switch. Never
JRB.
Switch. Juggalo riders, bitch. Did you beat your girlfriend? Who diss your boy?
Yeah.
Did your crew's name originate in Illinois? Do you cross your enemies out with a K? Then you gang related too, motherfucker. Like Biden J.
I'm always asked if I'm gang related by police and the public, and I'm starting to hate it. If I wasn't already, that would sure make me think about the problems that I have and what I do to be free. Besides,
trying to say you gang related too, bitch. Jake anybody killer, I know him, but I wouldn't trust him as far as I can throw him. He's fucking crazy as hell, you wouldn't know. Right now he's chewing holes in the floor here at the studio. I don't even want to do this, but he asked me to, and I'm scared of his pistol whip. We're all sick in the hatchet hatchery, but I just happen to be the master bitch slappery. The bottom line, I won't say it again until you play it again. If you're gang related, hope you're my friend, cause if I see you wearing some shit I don't like, I'm shutting your cranium down with a lead pipe.
What, man? You just might be. It's funny.
own knowledge of it. A gangster, gang of auditions, Maximus Maximum, Boogie Woogie, Ryder, aka Gang Related. You dilapidated motherfucker!
Too.
Where have you ever been?
I've never been anywhere. I just know I'd like it.
Come on, let's go.
These beats be rockable.
Yeah, motherfucker, I'm a schizo, wanna cut off your dito, bitch ho, don't understand me, I say the shit slower though, I'm crazy, motherfuckers underestimate me, until my motherfucking gun come off safety, Alcatraz up in this bitch, doing anything possible, fuck with niggas like me, it's not logical, lick up the blood stains after I cut brains, or crazy after I put up your ass too much cans, RKO that ass like Orton, but I'm no viper, I'm a sniper, who getting hyper, and I don't like it, I'm no hero, I come from the motherfucking street, though. Foot in my wrist, then the motherfucking emo. Why'd I shoot that bitch? The voices told me to go do it. Why did I fire my gun? The voices told me to go use it. These voices pleasurable, like some motherfucking good music. Coming after crazy niggas like me is fucking stupid. The voices keep me company when nobody else will. Although they tell me to kill, they also help a nigga chill. Wanna kidnap you with a motherfucking sawed off, I'ma take your drawers off to saw your fucking balls off and watch the motherfucking blood spill everywhere. It might not be fair, but motherfuckers know I don't care. I'm maniacal, still never got released from the bin. Be at home mixing me with a dead nigga sin. And fuck God, you know I live a life of sin. Life ain't shit, I have no compassion for other men. I stay drunk, fuck sobriety and fuck society. Bitches ain't shit, all they do is lie to me. Your ring finger will make a tasty french fry to me. I'm a real psycho, some niggas only try to be the sound of bitches gargling blood is really erotic. You made me this way, it ain't my fault, damn psychotic, Yeah, motherfuckers, Alice the Darkness is dropping in 2014. Get ready, nigga.
Your boy, Tom Hanson, Elam.
No.
Yeah, yo, you don't really understand my story.
No.
See, I ain't never had shit. Nobody ever did shit for me. Me about that shit. I remember waking up every morning. I can hear my mama yelling like she about to get hit. And it's getting even harder to ignore them. All I had to escape that fucked up shit was the MC 307. Beat machine J
shitty mic and a four-track tape recorder, saving me from living in a hateful boredom. Getting out tapes hoping they support them. I'm a stepdad getting a restraining order. I was banging out tracks in the basement, hold up. Never did I know that it would take control of everything my life is now. You know what, I'ma climb to the top of the underground. Anybody hating, and I'm like, fuck them now. Anybody negative, I cut them out. Couldn't even understand my fucking style. I'm an underdog in this industry. Ain't too many people been a friend to me. If you really wanna test my sanity, you better be undercover like a canopy. Cause I'm a flamethrower and I wanna make a name for us. And I came here to claim the stage, and they know it when I kill shit every day. When we rolling on a nationwide tour, get paid to take over. They push us, we push them back. I'm sick and the bitches just love the fact that I go all in, never cut it back. I destroy the evil, destruct the whack. And I know my life's a fight, dog. Everybody running with them, people wanna kill them, but you're never gonna get my life, dog. I'm on another level, let me hit him with the venom. I can turn your favorite rapper to a ghost. Can't nobody fuck with it all. Calling me a wicked, but I'm grown. And I'ma be the greatest ever known. And I'm coming for the throne, and I never can afford to stop. I'm living off a couple noodles and a quarter pop. I turn a dollar to a million or more than what. Down the dock so I can board the yacht. And I look back with the grimace, cause I know this fight ain't finished. Coming up, they call us losers. Now they're losers, there's a winners. And it's us against the world.
Get in deal when he's we back in his gear. Ready and I'm quick to clip off your dome and shit. I'm a murder motherfucker with a hell of dope crew. Fuck what you thought you knew. Leave them all gone and end it soon. Anybody got a problem with it, I'ma get it. I'ma put in the work on my goddamn life. And somehow somebody still trip out and fight. Don't even worry about a killer, who the fuck is you? I don't give a fuck what you gonna do. I've been through it all. You gonna lose. Move out the way when I'm matching y'all. Bitch, your face be smackable. Come across me, get clapped upon. I speak the truth so that shit's known. Gotta give up, don't give up. Many of y'all really don't know me. Give me a stick to rip it up. I'ma leave this whole bitch smoky. Whoa, this bitch cold, watch it all unfold. We raging more, crossing roads like we done before. I'm a tank, I got ammo galore. Damn, take a shot, don't slip. Let them all know that I'm coming quick. Keeping the fire lit, cause I'm throwing gas up on that shit. Ain't no bitch gonna stop a killer. Ain't no cop gonna stop a dealer. Anyone with a gun, pull the trigger. Whatever it takes for your soul to lift up. When it be raining, we don't get wet. Walking through the blood and sweat. Can't bring us down, put it all in check. Rest in peace, bitch, lay it to rest.
I try to feel the sunshine, standing in the rain. You carpet. It threw me over the bridge. It's like I was some garbage. Of course I wasn't conscious, not dead in the sense they thought I was. But a slug of your dome will get you caught up, cause I'm not invincible. I could die a million times. Each time more painful than the first. Still I survive. Both hands are tied behind my back. As I'm breathing dirty water, my legs are being worn to death by the sewer rat. I move erratically to make them work for the meal. I dislocate my shoulders, I tip off just like banana peel. I'm close to drowning again, 10 minutes to count me to them is my record, so I'm feeling like I'm ahead. Hit points was a few from the rest, but it's all good. Best believe that good boy, you'll be back to walk the neighborhood. An old time waterlogged and pulled and bitten. They be like, I can't believe that he did it, he really escaped. Gangsters, but some real gangsters fed my legs into a hood chipper. But the blades got caught in my bones, cause I woke up screaming and noticed that my right foot and leg was gone. My eye popped out of socket and dangling on the cheek. They must have strangled me to sleep, cause I'm unable to speak. I must have screamed just the side of my head, cause they still think that I'm dead. They using the shovel to scrape away clumps of the bread from out the chipper to pry my legs out, so they can chop me up manually, bag me up and throw me out. No sweat, give me a week in a roll of some duct tape and a shovel to dig the rest of my body up, and I'm straight.
Hey everyone, Pelik here, hope you're doing awesome. You can now get all my covers, not just originals, but now also covers on iTunes and on Spotify and those kinds of places. And starting today, you can become my patron, click the link below, and you can get access to Google Hangouts with me and chance to win free CDs and get the backing tracks so you can try to sing these songs that I arranged yourself. But now, it's morphin' time!
Alright, this is every Power Rangers song ever written arranged into one melody. This isn't gonna work, is it?
It's morphin' duck time!
Power Rangers!
broken through the storms for 5 days. Dark forces lurking, leaving evil where they roam. Five rangers looking for the same five stones. Go! There's riches to be found, there's some lives to be saved. A planet to look after, there's a whole lot of space. Good versus evil, we got heroes on the scene. Power Rangers overdrive, the number one team.
Perfect Rangers, Operation Overdrive. Perfect Rangers, Operation Overdrive. Here comes the Power Rangers, Jungle Fury. Training hard to be the best that we can. Protecting people from the evil that we claim. And from what we know is right, we will never lose the fight. Time to go away, we're here to save the day. We are the Power Rangers, Jungle Fury.
Official and be a patron if you want. Link is below. And I'll see you in the next video. Rock on.
Yo, what's good? I'm Psycho D. Check it out. This first track right here is called My Situation. It first appeared on Chemical Imbalances by my boy DJ Ghost. And now it's on the prelude for Poisonous Logic, bitch. Here we go.
Facing eliminating these issues was even impossible. With a lot of boom and I got to go get fired in my homie or something. But there's nothing in my walls are closing in. I'm freaking out to the point that I'm blacking out. As the panic sets in, your fate is drawing near. I keep a 380 near before I wipe your tears. Who would you know the devil's on my shoulder? Kill the better half. Cut his head off and fucking laugh. Think what should I do with the least fight? Laying in the foot of the red, with that ruin. Kicking back at the bad after the aftermath of love after the bad is dead. Don't nobody move, don't nobody get hurt. No blood squirt, I came to make your neck twerk. Bring the hurt like it should. Going berserk, sick and absurd. Flipping the bird, with the demur, the cat, bringing it back. Slipping and clipping and popping again. Dropping the bullet to do when you're ready.
kids, like I had to just with them. Leave it in the bloody, the mingle, the bagel, the once I get with them, the neck is just strength. I know the show behind you, can't get help. Somebody that talks to you, finding their mouths. Come on, your story, and maybe they'll listen, but now your ass is all yourself. I know the show behind you, gotta get help. Somebody that talks to you, finding their mouths. Come on, your story, and maybe they'll listen, but now your ass is all yourself. I know that you're lying, you gotta get help. Somebody that talks to you, finding their mouths. Tell them the story, and maybe they'll listen, but now your ass is all yourself. I know that you're lying, you gotta get help. Somebody that talks to you, finding their mouths. Tell them the story, and maybe they'll listen, but now your ass is all yourself.
By my soul trapped within the walls of my own thoughts, buried deep inside it's our state of my chained up in padlock. Constantly wishing to rot away, it's me deep in a vibe. I'm feeling like the whole world is falling, all the people are dying, why not? Why shouldn't I kill myself? I really don't have no perfect health. I've already tried to hang myself, and feared the bar by demons in hell. I'm burning hot flames around myself, being deep in the flame won't make the flesh melt. This is their game and life, you tell me I live the life, I'm truly selfish. Waking up in cold sweat, hitting up quick, and I breathe, it was like I was open. It felt like somebody was tightly hold the world, leave me gasping, shaking and choking. My morbid life is hopeless, no one in this world knows it's just me anymore. Some days wish their focus on folks who are more important. My brain is twisted and contorted, a constant war embedded in the skull of someone who got himself felt completely worthless. I'm feeling nervous and getting the urge, and it only worsens if I don't leave my voice working. My whole body's hurting. I know that you're lying, you gotta get help. Somebody that talks to you, confiding their mouths. Come on, your story, and maybe they'll listen, but now your ass is on yourself. I know that you're lying, you gotta get help. Somebody that talks to you, confiding their mouths. Tell them your story, and maybe they'll listen, but now your ass is on yourself. I know that you're lying, you gotta get help. Somebody that talks to you, confiding their mouths. Tell them your story, and maybe they'll listen, but now your ass is on yourself. I know that you're lying, you gotta get help. Somebody that talks to you, confiding their mouths. Tell them your story, and maybe they'll listen, but now your ass is on yourself. This grim reality constantly battles me, rattles me, shaking my cage, pissing me off, pissed up with rage till they get off.
I tried to flood out the voices by mixing with liquor, plus many kinds of pills ingested to stop me from making bad choices.
I know I'm fucked up, demented, hella selfish, man. Dealing with these bitches, baby mama, playing games.
This life is completely insane. These thoughts damage my brain. The grace that claiming their pain, they kill a creep, but creeping up strange.
I'm just falling apart, and I've been fucked from the start. So now it's time to depart, rather 45 less than 30 bucks.
I'm thinking of wicked, the worst that I'm saying, consider a fatal affliction. You're unforgiven, but not carried to listen. How many instances that you have been given?
People pretend to be something they're not. Pissing me off cause they run in their mouth. Quick to the dip in the cup, they flipping the flip in the fist and I'm knocking them out.
You better be ready to catch a machete. You're sending me heady, nobody can save me. This medication isn't helping me any. I'm taking this every and aiming at a family.
I know that you're lying, you gotta get help. Somebody that talks to you, finding their mouths. Come on, your story, and maybe they'll listen, but now your ass is all yourself. I know that you're lying, you gotta get help. Somebody that talks to you, finding their mouths. Come on, your story, and maybe they'll listen. But now your ass is all yourself.
I know that you're lying, you gotta get help. Somebody that talks to you, finding their mouths. Tell them the story and maybe they'll listen, but now your ass is all yourself.
I know that you're lying, you gotta get help. Somebody that talks to you, finding their mouths. Tell them the story and maybe they'll listen, but now your ass is all yourself.
And we're back. What's going on, Ghetto G?
Excuse me, sir, but do you have any hurry poop on?
No, I do not.
What kind of radio show is this?
How about the fact that LaToya gets put into the fucking shit twice? Damn it, Laura, go home. You look like a dude. Oh, did you watch TNA tonight?
Like, a few pieces.
It was actually pretty good. I mean, you know, you had beautiful people come out with fucking dresses on. Then you had Gail Kim come out. And then you had Madison Rayne and Brittany come out and just rip the fucking dresses off of Angelina and Velvet Sky.
Definitely missed that part.
And of course, you had EY versus forget his name again. Bobby Roode.
Well, since that dude kicked out of his finisher, I'm just gonna say he won, right?
No, EY won.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, EY won and kept the title. Nice, you know, this is something that the WWE should do. Which is something that EY is doing. EY doesn't just defend his title at pay-per-views. He defends it on Impact as well.
Yeah, right. You want a title match on Raw or something? Yeah, right. Good luck with that.
Come on, man. I'm from, like, back in the fucking day, the Attitude Era, you know, they would have title matches on Raw for, you know, of course, the WWE title.
We're in a new era, man. We don't defend titles.
Yeah, we're in the fucking reality era.
Yeah, the reality is nobody will defend their title, so get over it.
Yeah, not even fucking Roman Reigns. Not Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose.
Just forget we have title belts, okay?
Man, we might as well just fucking throw the titles out and just fucking have them fight each other.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much what it is anyway.
I don't know what the fuck they're doing. But that's okay. I ended up talking to my coworker, Stephanie. I hope Cena dies.
Well, let's just put it this way. Cena's going to lose.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I'm just saying. Yeah, I told her I hope he dies. And then she responds and saying, I'm mean. I respond to her. It's just, you know, no one's going to miss him.
Because he got the big win at WrestleMania. He ain't winning at this pay-per-view.
It's not just that, man. I mean, it's the fact that, come on, fucking Cena gets a fucking title shot more than anybody in that damn company.
He's the only one allowed to wrestle.
Apparently, yeah.
So that's why he gets all the title shots, because nobody else ever wrestles.
Yeah. They don't even know what the fuck they're thinking.
Like, you know, like, the Divas title, man, they had them all go after it, and none of them could do a damn thing, and then they bring out Paige for one day, and they just make her the champion.
Exactly, man.
See how it works?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, and you know, that's one of the things that, you know, I kind of like about TNA. You know, at least they give other people shots at the title.
No, they don't. They keep giving Bobby Roode every fucking shot. He's like the John Cena of TNA.
Yeah, except he lost, and now he has to go back to the back of the line.
Yeah, he'll get another title shot the next time around. Ain't gonna be any different.
But goddamn motherfucking MVP. I want to stab him.
Yeah, I liked it better when he wasn't around in anything.
Not just that, man. I mean, come on, fucking Bully Ray was about to put Dixie Carter through a table. And MVP comes out and stops him.
Why? Why would you stop that?
Because apparently anything that happens in the ring or the arena is his responsibility. Bitch, we all know you want to see Dixie go through a table, so why the fuck stop it?
I mean, for fuck's sake, man, WWF let Bubba Ray, we should say, there we go, and put fucking Mae Young through a table.
Exactly.
An old-ass lady, man. But in TNA, you're not allowed to do that.
I'm like, are you serious? You couldn't just put it to a table. I mean, come on. It would be what would be best for business. See her get put through a table.
Yeah, maybe we should have Triple H run TNA instead.
Why? So why? So he can fight with Eric Young next?
So he can make stupid decisions over there. And give us Vince McMahon back or something.
Yeah, give him TNA and you know he can bring back Fortune.
Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, but you know nobody wanted to see Evolution come back. Not even
Why don't
Flair.
We bring back, what was the name of that group? Immortal or whatever the fuck. It was the whole damn roster.
Yeah, there you go. You can bring them back, too.
That's pretty much what it is over there on WWE, man. Got all the, always the 11 people and shit. And then plus Evolution with that.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. Nobody wants Evolution to come back. Come on. Even Freddie wants them to come back. I mean, for fuck's sake, he got into the ring and he shook hands with the Shield. That system
well, that
is
was,
right there.
That was obviously planned, but I'm just saying, it makes sense for the fact, Evolution came back and Ric Flair didn't come out with him. So now they bring him back to say, fuck you, because of that.
Yeah, pretty much.
So Ric Flair's probably going to be at the pay-per-view with the Shield.
That would be interesting.
Come out with that stupid little mask on his face.
Man, I sure as hell hope he doesn't come out with that stupid little mask on his face.
10-minute entrance because he can't walk down the stairs fast.
Man, not just the stairs, man. He can't walk down the ramp fast either.
That's what I'm saying. So, if he was to come out with the Shield, they come through the crowd. So.
No. It'd be like a 20-minute fucking entrance because he had to come down. He had to come down the stairs with the Shield and try and find some way to jump over the fucking barricade.
Let's just say the Undertaker would get there faster.
It's true. Man, fucking Yoko Ozuna would have gotten there. Would get there faster.
He didn't walk all that slow.
No, but I'm just still saying, he'd get there faster. Mae Young would have gotten there faster.
Man, she was rather fast for an old lady.
Yeah, she was older than Flair, and yet she still moved faster than him.
Flair, man, I don't know. I mean, they probably should have brought him back with Evolution, but now he's just some old guy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Some old guy that won't go away. Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, and Sting.
I mean, I still feel the same way as I felt whenever Ric Flair kept being stuck in the WWE and shit, talking about, I'm going to retire, until the point where Vince McMahon was like, you have to retire, and Shawn Michaels retired him. So I'm like that still now with Ric Flair. Flair,
yeah,
man.
He's...
Get over it, man. You're never going to be anything else in this business. You're a legend. Great. Wonderful. But you're not going to get any further.
Hell no. You're retired. Stay retired. Stay out of the ring. You end up breaking
which business you want to be in, man? Either be in TNA or be in WWE.
Yeah, not both. He has to have it in both.
He needs to decide, too.
I mean, come on, at least fucking Kevin Nash, he figured it out. He's retired now, he's done.
Yeah, because he can't walk without noise of tearing his quad.
Yeah, but still, I mean, he knows better than fucking Flair and Hogan. He don't keep trying to come back.
And he's running out of Just for Men.
That's okay. He'll just take some Undertakers.
Yeah, this Undertaker ain't gonna need it anymore.
Yeah, take the Just a Men and then Just a Men for Beard.
Since, you know, he lost at WrestleMania, so there's no need to have The Undertaker anymore.
That's true.
Fucking next to you, know, they're probably bring back another group, like the Nexus.
Oh, fuck no, that better never happen.
Well, I mean, come on, Ben, they bring back DX almost every single month.
Practically almost every year. Well,
yeah, but DX. that's only for one night, though.
Man, I don't think it's for one night, because don't forget, Road Dogg and Billy Gunn still have a fucking return match for that for their title.
Yeah, what the hell happened to them?
I don't know.
Kane comes back and they die.
Yeah, right.
I guess they're like, we need a break.
Yeah, last time we saw them was when they were defeated by the Shield at WrestleMania.
Yeah, when they lost that 2-minute match. Yeah.
maybe Road Dogg went back to the fucking Marines.
Yeah, right. He's even too old for that.
Actually, no, he's only 44.
Man, he's too fucking old. They put him behind some desk or some shit.
And they just might.
But my God, man, like, that Jessica girl on here, man, she got big fat ass, but then, like, no tits.
Yeah, right?
Like, at all. Although it is funny, though, that, that Jordan dude's always screaming at people, but he loses everything.
Yeah, right? I mean, come on. He fucking always loses. At least Justice does a better job than he does.
Yeah, at least she won something, but he hasn't won a damn thing.
But yet, he yells at her and telling her that she's useless. That she
doesn't
win shit.
Make any sense. And then Isaac, man, that dude is straight up pathetic.
Hell yeah. I mean, come on, Preston did better than he did.
Big ass dude. Couldn't do a damn thing.
Yeah, he got taken down by fucking three fucking chicks.
Fucking Zach, man, he just took out everybody and scored.
Yeah, him and fucking Giant Bananas.
Well, that's because nobody was on him. He just ran around all the people. You know how people should play football, but they don't. You know, when you have an opportunity to run all the way around the people, no. Every time you have to run, try to get through a big fucking pile of people. That's football. That's what people enjoy.
Yeah, man. Like I said, I mean, you know, and then, you know, fucking Giant Bananas was fucking trying to get in for the second time, and they had, and fucking, even Preston helped got him in there.
That draw doesn't get less carrier.
It gets worse each time. Anxiety just goes through the roof right now. No, that was funny, though, man. All them girls kept fucking that
drawing
dude out.
Yeah, until fucking Preston came back in. Oh, great. The nigga's about to go at it. Drug bust.
Who's going at it?
That one dude. And Swift.
Brandon?
Yeah. Man, fucking next, you know, the fucking cops are gonna run into the house And I wrestled fucking Swift and Brandy for fucking pot.
Jeez, that's not stereotyping anybody.
Man, I'm fucking surprised that they don't fucking test fucking Zach for steroids.
Man, I don't even think that matters on that show.
Probably not. I mean, come on. You got fucking Laurel, who's probably jacked up on fucking steroids.
Yeah, right, dude. She'd be bigger than that.
I mean, come on. Bitch has no titties.
Although she does got some acne going on. So, it's a possibility.
Well, there you go, man. We will buy some, what is that, fucking clear soul or whatever that fucking shit was for acne, and we'll send her away.
We'll send her away?
No, is that fucking clear soul, fucking acne medicine?
Yeah, clear soul.
Yeah, just fucking send it to her with a note saying, this is for your acne. Get rid of it.
So I'm sure she would love that.
Man, fucking LaToya is afraid to go up against fucking Anissa.
Spoiler alert. It's going to be Cara Maria.
Again?
That's what I said.
Please tell me she wins.
Well, I can't tell you that. But I'm just saying, she got fucking put in there again. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Damn it, YouTube, go away. That bitch needs to go away. Rosanna, whatever the fucking name is, go away. We don't need to be seeing YouTube on fucking as a commercial.
Well, why not?
Because everybody knows about fucking YouTube, man. They don't need to fucking see more of it. I mean, yes, this chick was good. But, come on. Don't really need to see her.
Yeah, this girl looks good. Really?
And she's a nerd.
Are you sure she's a nerd? Or is she just claiming to be a nerd?
Oh, man, let's see. Found her thing that says, nerdy nummies.
I mean, just because she plays video games doesn't mean she's a nerd.
No, I ain't just talking about video games, man. I'm talking about the fact that, you know, like I said, her thing is like nerdy nummies. But she makes fucking how to make a frozen princess something. Fucking Super Mario Fire Flowers appetizers. She was rocking a fucking, she made like a Pikachu chocolate roll cake. I thought they had some SpongeBob fucking lemon bars. Look absolutely retarded.
Although it was
yeah.
Funny during this voting shit, man. Fucking all the people turned on each other that were friends.
Yeah, right? Damn it, Isaac stays. Isaac should go home. Yeah, but come on, Zach and Isaac were supposed to be friends, and fucking Zach wants him to go home.
Yeah, because he fucking sucks.
Well, at least Camilla stays. That's a good thing.
I guess.
That goes in. Zach versus Brandon. Man, fucking Zach. Man, all Zach has to do is just eat him, and he wins.
Eat him? What's your deal with eating people?
Well, I mean, fucking Zach doesn't look like he's
able to eat somebody.
But you say that about everybody, though. Like, why don't she just eat them? Why don't he just eat them?
Man, I would love to eat in fucking Carl Murray.
What do you say we go with some fucking non-point?
Pandora's Box.
Someone who cares, leave you loose and you stare at the door. Grab a chair, this is gonna take a second to explain, and I'm not repeating myself anymore. Look at all of the damage you've done. You cross the line that you don't cross with me. So game's over and reality is coming. I'm a boogeyman, man, it's in the world gone. Dream time's over and the nightmare has begun. You broke the lock on
Murray stays, thank God. And then fucking Zach's gonna turn into Kool-Aid Man, and as he rings the bell, he's gonna bust to the fucking fence. Oh yeah!
I'm surprised that dude was even able to run through that thing.
Yeah, right.
Because it doesn't look like it's very wide.
Hell nah. Oh, man. But hey, like I said, at least Cora Marie stays. Latoya's gone. Thank God. I mean, she looked good. But, yeah, it's time for her to go. Because I want to see a fight between Anissa and Laurel.
Man, I wish Anissa would have drew the fucking kill card. That would have been great.
Hell yeah.
But of course not.
Man, yo, fuck, yo, he just killed fucking Brandon.
That was not the strategy to go with.
Fucking Brandy, you're an idiot. Yeah, he got low, so I'm going to go low. Man, he ran your ass over. He's going to probably get ran over again. I mean, come on, you got a dude the size of Zach running at you, and you're going to get down as he's getting down.
That sounds like a fucking death fucking wish right there.
And the fence is broken. I mean, you saw that shit, right? Fucking Zach fucking flew into the fucking fence.
Yeah.
Well, bye-bye, Brandon. Now they need to get rid of Isaac. Dude's just fucking pathetic.
Yeah, goodbye, LaToya and Brandon show.
Oh, well, that's all on them. I mean, it would have been better if fucking Isaac threw that kill card, so then that way he'd be able to go home. And Swift's all crying because his boy's going home. I messed up.
Well, you shouldn't have voted him in, dumbass.
Yeah, right? Should have gone with fucking Leroy.
I don't understand why they're good friends, though. Why are they good friends?
I don't know. It's supposed to be against each other. Free agents.
No, but, like, I don't understand when they became friends, though. Is it
because of
those two short black guys?
It's possible.
I don't understand why they were such good friends.
I don't understand how Jordan gave with someone like fucking Laurel. Ugh.
Yeah, LaToya had to put her bandana on again so her fucking weave wouldn't fall out. Or her wig, whatever she wears.
Yeah, right, fucking, there we go, man. It's going to be Jordan versus fucking Johnny Bananas next week. Who's going to win?
CT.
Oh, bud. I mean, it was definitely a good fucking challenge tonight.
I hope fucking what's his face, Jordan Laurel, beat the hell out of Johnny Bananas.
Well, I mean, you know, fucking Bananas' boyfriend went home, so now it's his turn.
This is his boyfriend.
Frank.
Oh, that's right.
Now it's his turn to go home.
Yeah.
At least they're fucking both Jordan and Johnny home.
Eventually.
Oh, he's gonna go to Trek. I'm gonna get me a fucking Pepsi. I said we go with some monoxide.
Somebody start tripping in the front of my house and start blasting at anybody walking around. I got shoved to the ground and he got shot when he ran. Before the cops could even come, I knew my life began. I was only 7 when this all went down, but I was 7 mile when we stopped moving around. In the beginning it was different, but everything was cool. And it all started to change back in high school. Wrong crowd, that was me. In the paramoon boots and some dungarees. Getting chased out of school by some thugs and thieves. Till I had to start bringing the peace to walk me. This is how it was and forever will be. Known as a look into my history.
My pay stub. Hell yeah, man, my direct deposit finally went through. About time.
Are you quenching your thirst, Havoc?
Yes, I am. With some Pepsi. I will quench my thirst. Hey, look, you know what? I'm gonna watch this again. Damn. Fucking weaves everywhere. Now, what the fuck's the point of a fucking bitch having a damn weave anyways?
Yeah, on a athletic show.
Yeah, right? I mean, that shit's just gonna get pulled out anyways. I mean, that's stupid to wear, I'm going to the electric show, I'm just going to paint my weave, and I'm going to lose it like a fucking second later. But come on, fucking Jasmine fucking pulled that shit right the fuck out.
Man, what the hell? Why do people have tattoos just like ICP?
I don't fucking know.
Like, what the fuck, man? They have the tattoos, and you like them. Doesn't mean you have to have the same fucking tattoos as them.
Yeah, right. Man, the people ain't got a fucking mind of their own.
Obviously.
Let's see. Man, people are just retarded. I dyed my hair. Honest opinion, please. You look ugly. That's my honest opinion.
I don't even look at that group anymore, man. Not even worth it.
No, it's not.
I scroll and I scroll and I scroll and I scroll and there's nothing.
Man, this is a stupid game right here in itself. Whoop, whoop, comment your Juggalo name, whoever likes it. You must add them. Fuck out of here.
Is that the one talking about if you're not blocked?
this is a fucking worldwide clowns.
See, look, man, even Brie Olson posted up that picture that I've shared. The young 14-year-old girls be like, I need a man who, no, you need to do your fucking homework. You know, man, everybody understands.
Man, I should post that up in all Juggalo shit.
Man, I did once before. And then so did somebody else. And the little girl that runs the thing came to us like, what if I told you we do other things than homework?
Don't give a fuck. Man, this is nuts, though, because, I mean, all these little kids in here. Kelsey Key goes, haven't been on in a while, just got the internet back. Good. Get rid of it again. Do your homework, bitch. I mean, come on, people. Yeah, Cara Marie. Run those titties ass off.
There you go. There's a great sign to put on your store. Pull your pants up or don't come. No one wants to see your underwear.
Hell nah. But, yeah, Cara Marie, run your titties off, baby. Make those shit bounce.
Yeah, those little titties you got.
Man, they're bigger than fucking Laurel's.
What is your obsession with Laurel?
Man, she's an acne-looking ugly bitch.
Jeez. Why don't you tell us how you really feel?
I want to stab her. No. But yeah, I want to take her, Jai Bananas, and Frank, put them all in one building together, and blow them up.
Man, why the hell do people brand photos that they steal off other sites?
Like, I don't know.
Like, they took all the photos that the Divas did for, like, Extreme Rules, and then they put their page on Facebook's name on it, like, it's their photo.
Who the fuck did that?
All these like pages. Well, for example, Beautiful Wrestling Divas. They did it. And this girl right here, man, she takes so many fucking photos and she's ugly as shit. The only reason anybody looks or likes these photos is because her titties are always hanging out. And you never see anything further back than her face and her cleavage.
That's true.
Because if you saw the rest of her, it'd be like, oh. Exactly.
Yeah, that's probably why I should never have Pepsi. Gassy as fuck.
What is this damn girl doing? Big ass glasses. Damn it.
Who?
Yo, mama.
Really? Well, at least now we know fucking Layla doesn't wear a bra underneath her fucking dresses.
And I'm really not sure she wears anything under there.
Well, if we could, I would love to just go up to her and just rip it off her just to find out.
I mean, she's pretty much already showing, like, most of her ass anyway.
Exactly. Let's see. WHSports.net. They now have the WWE Network up on there. Really?
Why don't you go give Carrie a grill? She needs a grill.
Carrie's not even on my page, so she can go fuck off. Yeah.
Ain't that funny? This dude right here, he actually saved the photo of Teeny Fox, and then he uploaded it on his photos. he had to have taken that whenever I shared that yesterday.
Probably.
There ain't no way this dude knows who this girl is.
Hell nah. You deserve it. Yeah. Get behind the people that like to see the underdogs, because those people the people in the audience unaccomplished life.
I am just like you, I am one of you.
I'm not one of them.
No, you're not.
I'm more than happy.
Yes, he is. Well, at least I can finally watch this.
Person fell in love with their TV because they're about to watch something.
The fuck?
I guess that's what this picture's supposed to mean. Because all it is them about to play something on their TV.
Wait, this is going to show how pathetic the bromance and Zima Ion are. Sacrifice they had a 3-on-2 handicap match for the titles. It was the Bromance and Zemo versus the Wolves. Man, the Wolves still beat all three of them.
Yeah. So they're the champions then?
Yeah. They had the tag team titles now.
Well, I just saw them beat the hell out of that DJ Ion, dude. Zion, whatever his name is.
Yeah. Stupid motherfucker needs to go die. Nobody likes him.
There you go. There's the best picture I've seen in a while. A girl says that she's horny. All the guys show up. A guy says he's horny. All the girls are like, ugh, and running away.
DJ Zebra, go fuck away and die.
Tonight, me and my squad are gonna...
You and your squad, what the fuck, motherfucker, you... No, you ain't got no squad. You're all fucking retarded. And if you did have a squad, you don't belong having a squad. Ever.
You seem a little angry.
Yes. Yes, I am. Because no one's fucking taking a shot at that fucker yet. I mean, for fuck's sake. I said we upload a track to the soundboard. Don't worry, it's a track that you're gonna like.
Yep.
Upload it now. So, are you ready for Extreme Rules? You get to watch it for free.
Everybody gets to watch for free.
Yeah, WWE Network.
Watch it there, or you watch it online for free.
Exactly. No one needing to order the pay-per-views.
Yeah, exactly.
No one needing to spend like fucking 40, 50 bucks.
More like $50-$60.
All right, Gettleman. Are you ready for this track?
No.
Like I said, I know for a fact you're going to like this track.
Wally, Wally.
Holy shit! Oh, my God, what the hell's going on?
Bitch! What's with kids today, huh?
No, they're no matter what I do.
Hey, man, why?
myself. I never had fast cars or some wealth. Everyone wishes me bad luck and ill health. It feels like I'm trapped in a dark, dirty well. I can't seem to just get ahead. All these people starting to get in my head. Fuck, maybe I'll just stay in bed. People treating me like I'm an inbred. I'll never be no fucking star. I'm too busy looking back at these bars. That dream is way too far, like way, way beyond Mars. I was always told that I'm a big joke, cause what I wore and that I smoke. I never have anything, I'm always broke. Feels like fate has got me caught in a forced choke.
No matter what I do, no matter what I say, people always hate me. Why do they hate me? Nothing's ever right.
Downloaded it.
Off of what?
SoundCloud.
It ain't up for download.
Well, it is. Well, it is when you're able to rip it.
Why are you ripping my shit, nigga? Even though the song is already on the soundboard since yesterday, if somebody would look.
Oh, now it's up there twice, just like KMK.
Jeez, man. I don't know, man. I uploaded that song this morning and shit, and it sounds a lot better on Reverb than it does on SoundCloud.
Oh, SoundCloud's got... I don't know what the fuck... SoundCloud's got a lot of that. It sounds better on Reverb than it does on SoundCloud.
I don't know what it is, but I played it on both of them. I was like, what the fuck? It sounds better on Reverb.
I don't know. Man, I'm so glad I ain't gotta go to work today.
Aww.
I don't need to go there for anything. Not even my check, not my schedule, because everything's online now. And I get direct deposit, finally.
Well, there you go. You don't ever have to leave your house.
Yeah, I have to try and fucking three times in a row to get my fucking direct deposit. First time I tried was when we first started. Like when I first started there. Didn't go through. Tried again in November. Didn't go through. Now it's finally
through.
Why
exactly didn't it go through?
I don't know. It probably has nothing to do with the fact that my managers are dumbasses. They don't know what the hell they're doing. Because they sent it back after doing it the third time, trying to do it for the third time, because they needed the approval of the manager. Dumbasses didn't even realize that.
Why didn't they just say okay and then have the bank do it?
Well, no. Because they had to send it to the main office. The main office sent it back because the store manager at the price where I work at hadn't put their signature for the approval.
Okay then.
Why? I don't know.
I don't think we're of a note.
That's kind of like at the movie theater I worked at once. The checks came in from Georgia.
Yeah, looking for me?
Our checks don't come from Georgia. They come from Connecticut. I don't know why your fucking check came into fucking from Georgia for.
I don't know, but they did.
Makes no sense.
Well, they also got my name wrong at one point too. Yeah, that's besides the point.
How the fuck they managed that one?
You know, people always fuck up people's last names.
That's not the fucking news time, dude. That comes. To the story of fucking trying to get people to fucking get a subscription of the fucking newspaper. Dude can never get my fucking name right, ever.
Yeah, nobody can ever get our last name right either.
No, I'm talking about my first name.
I don't know how they fucked that up.
I told him twice my name, and to this day he calls me Jack, he calls me Chris, he calls me fucking Tyrese.
Yeah, because you look like a Tyrese.
Yeah, I look black.
Tyrese, like, really? That's what they really thought your name was?
Yes. That's okay. We actually got somebody that works there now named Tyrese. Fucking the manager, you know, called him over to the lounge so we could come back to his fucking register. Man, the manager didn't even call him fucking Tyrese. He called him Tyler.
The guy doesn't know anybody.
That's okay. Like one of my fucking managers always calls me Max. I'm like, no. Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck is Max?
That's like a typical dog name, but yeah, I don't know how they get your name and Max, you know, mixed up.
I don't know.
Maybe they do it on purpose.
That's okay, because that manager's no longer there. As of
Saturday. They couldn't figure out who the fuck people were.
Well, no. We have three managers. One, we got Sergio, who's just an idiot, and he's the one who called Tyrese Tyler. There's Miguel, whose last day is Saturday, but he's quitting to work for Goya. And then there's Nino. For some reason, my mom can't remember his name. He calls him Nemo.
Yeah, see that? Finding Nino.
So it's like, I don't even know what the fucking think about that.
So all these people you just mentioned, are they like Mexican? Are they all Mexican?
Sergio is like Dominican or Puerto Rican.
Close enough.
And I think Nino and Miguel are like Puerto Rican or Dominican.
All right, so they're Dominican.
So, it's like, but nah, man, like the dude that does like the news time, that tries to get people to do like for a subscription for the newspaper, he's white as a motherfucker.
Well, clearly that dude's dumb as hell, too.
Well, yeah. All right, now let's get into a fucking back into the mission.
Oh yeah, what mission's that?
On Bill McCrory. When I'm trying to fucking jump the fucking floors, and I fail miserably.
That's unlike every mission though.
Yeah, but these ones are hell of a tougher to do.
So what happens if you fill up one of the bars that you do? to give you on, like, say you use, like, a angel-type move and that bar fills up. Do you become an angel?
I don't know.
Or, you know, vice versa. Since they got a bar for each of the, you know, different moves that you do.
Yeah, try and remember how that works.
Because, like, you can only defeat people with certain moves and shit, though. You know, so one builds up faster than the other.
Yeah.
Although, I gotta say, the start of that game was pretty fucking awesome, though.
Yeah, it is.
The opening with, you know, the demon strippers.
Damn motherfucking floor needs to stop moving.
Man, and that dude talks just like me, too. That's something I say, like, fucking demons.
I died again. Yeah, right? Fucking floors, man. What the hell?
I like when he was fighting with that succubus, too, man. He's like, fuck you. No, he's like, fuck you.
All right, let's try this one more time. God damn, man, he's fucking, like, the way these fucking floors move is fucking nuts.
Yeah, it's probably the only difficult thing on there is jumping, kind of like on God of War.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I died. Completely.
So what mission are you on?
Trying to get past this fucking floor at the moment.
Man, that doesn't help, man. What is the number on your mission? You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I think I'm on 5 right now.
Weren't you playing that the other day, though? For like 4 hours?
Yeah. I mean, I kept having to go back and like certain parts of it, though. Because I kept dying.
Here's another question. How the fuck do you find keys on there?
They usually just come to you. Sometimes it depends on where you are.
It doesn't ever tell you if there's a key nearby or anything. So where are these hidden keys at?
Hold on. Yeah, most of the keys, most of the keys you have to earn.
Man, I did 10 missions. I didn't earn any keys. And I got a fucking grade A on pretty much all of them.
And, like, some of the keys are also in, like, you know, like, in hidden compartments of the game, though, too.
That's what I'm saying. What are they in?
Oh, hold on. God damn, motherfucking Dante does not like, this dude does not like to jump.
Fuck you, Dante.
Like, he does not like to go where you want him to go, ever.
That shit's hilarious that they say on that game, though.
Yeah, it is. Like, come on, motherfucking, dude, this is... Dude's a fucking faggot, I swear he is.
And I like how the game's set up like a movie.
Yeah, that's always one of the best things about this game.
Like, you know, a dude shows up and, you know, freezes and it tells you what it is.
Like, how the fuck is this dude gonna be fucking as retarded as he is? They completely miss where he's going.
I don't know. It just happens.
Yeah, but he needs to stop missing where he's going. The
doesn't help. It's like fucking 50 degrees, and my fucking hands are already sweating already as it is.
Oh, I was about to say, what the hell does that have to do with anything? But yeah, I just got done when I was playing. I beat that bald guy.
Fucking goddamn motherfucker! Like he just got to the damn fucking where he needed to be, and he fell. Dante, I'm just gonna make sure you die from here on out.
Damn it!
Well, it's his own damn fault. Like, how the fuck do you miss when you, like, the minute you get there? I mean, he can't, like, he does not, like, he doesn't even like to hang on to things either. Like, you notice that, too. He does not like to hang on.
He doesn't even hang on things. What are you talking about?
Sometimes he does.
He shoots the little thing and he pulls himself up. He doesn't really hang on things.
Almost there. Finally. Holy shit, it took me this long to fucking actually get done that part.
Oh yeah, this is a good part right here. What do you say? Something church.
Yeah, right?
Because then the church falls over.
Hell yeah.
Released footage of the terrorist responsible for the recent attack at St. Agrius' church.
Great.
Yeah,
I'm
this
a terrorist.
Guy, yeah, this guy right here, man. I just got done killing him.
Remember his face.
Oh, him?
Yeah. I'm coming for you, Bob.
I'm coming for you, Bob. You're going to die, Bob.
I think that's something he said whenever he got down there, where he's heading that way. It's like, I'm coming for you, Bob.
That took me forever to fucking finish this damn game. Well, for me to finish that fucking mission.
I don't know, and the first couple missions were kind of easy, but then it got a little harder. I'm like, God damn it, I died.
Yeah, right?
It's like, and I think I'm playing it on medium. What's Devil Hunter? Is that medium?
Yeah, Devil Hunter's medium.
Yeah, it's not even extremely hard, but, you know, it's easy to play.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
Go to the ebony. What can I get for my ebony here? Ricochet. Hold.
Where he's
down.
Like, there's my jacket. How'd it get up there?
Yeah, but I'm like, what the fuck? Fuck your jacket. He's like, how did my guns get up there?
Yeah. Or the one part, man, that evil guy, man, he's, like, fucking that bitch. And then, like, her skin is just, like, falling down. She has to, like, tighten it back up.
Yeah. Let's see.
But I don't know, the part that you were just on, man, in that damn place... It's just you running around in circles is pretty much what that is.
Oh, yeah.
Because you always end up in the same fucking room.
Yeah, I noticed. Demon invade. Let's go with it.
Man, I don't even look at that shit. I just unlog it, you know, down the line.
Okay, now I'm on mission 5. Finally. Virility.
Yes. This is the drink.
Yep.
And then you get to see what it really says. It's talking about obesity. Yeah, weight loss.
Well, apparently it didn't work. It didn't work with that fucking fat ugly demon I went up against.
Wait, what fat demon?
on level four. Like mission 4. I take it you haven't gotten there yet.
Man, I'm on mission 10, man. I don't remember what you're talking about, though.
And like that, in that room, like, you know, like, where he has it, like, jump the floors and shit like that.
Yeah, like I said, in every fucking mission, yeah.
You got this, like, really fat, like, just, like, fat, ugly demon that fucking comes, that, you know, fucking trying to kill you. Almost reminds you of Big Homie.
You talking about that big, like, rock type motherfucking dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude's a bitch.
Hell yeah. But yeah, man, they say that drink's supposed to work for fucking weight loss. Has it helped him at all? Any?
Yeah, and then you go to Limbo and you see what it really says: obesity, something.
Ah, so now I'm going up against the succubus.
Yeah.
Man, this damn fucking succubus better be easy to fucking kill.
Oh, he's easy as fuck, man. Unless you fuck up or something and then he hits you, you know.
Yeah, but it was during an out-of-body experience years ago.
And flying around in spirit form.
Yeah, in limbo. Virgil says it could be an effective intelligence gathering tool, but I can't do it at will.
Yeah, the chick that I'm with, she's kind of cute, though.
Yeah, too bad she got raped by a demon.
Well, yeah.
Her foster father.
Man, now it's difficult to bring around in circles.
Yeah, this is just you jumping across shit. It looks like they like to give you a mission and then a mission before you actually get to, like, a big part in it. Like, real small things in between.
Yeah, I'd definitely do that.
It's like, goddamn, can't I just get to this guy already?
Steven, my nightmare.
But yeah, they definitely got some decent bosses on this game, though.
Hell yeah.
Like the dude's giving the news while you're fighting them.
Yeah, man, I mean, fucking awesome.
Once you're in limbo, all you have to do is
take
3 steps back to the nickname.
Should be easy enough.
Maybe, but the demons make sense to you once you're in limbo. So stay alert.
Yeah, there might be a chance they might send you, even though every time you're there, they come out.
Yeah, right?
If they didn't come out, then there would be no game.
Exactly.
Okay, it's here.
But yeah, it's man, fucking. Damn, she's not fast.
Relax. It's a video game.
Yeah, but damn, for a video game, she's got a nice fucking ass. Time to go into limbo.
Man, that's where we live.
Yeah. It's called Pittsburgh and Danbury.
Well, I was just going to say, the world.
Obesity.
Yeah, just head back to where you were at. That should be easy enough, right?
Yeah, right.
No. And why the hell do those damn demons need to have shields?
I don't know. I just fell.
You just got there, man.
I know. I keep... that's what I keep forgetting to do. Keep getting hit the boost.
Yeah, you gotta remember you got that now.
Yeah, man, I'm just glad we have that.
Yeah, otherwise you wouldn't make it anywhere jumping.
Yeah, right.
I don't know, but all the trophies that you get on that game are pretty much just completing each fucking level.
Yeah, I know.
Except for finding like the lost souls and the keys and all that shit. Those are trophies too.
Oh. Yeah. Demon time.
What took you so long? Dude, this it's not over yet. That's why. I thought it was coming on again.
You ugly fucker.
Some parts where you fall, they just put you ahead.
I wish they'd do that here. That's where I'm at.
Because I fell at one part, and then they just put me to the part where I was trying to jump to and fell. They just put me right there, boom.
Great, I get a Hell Knight.
Oh, that Hell Knight ain't shit.
I love the fucking axe.
That's the only thing that pretty much killed that motherfucker until you get rid of his shield.
Well, I killed him, but I'm talking about I just love the axe in general.
Man, I hate that thing. It takes too long. It's a fun way to rack up points when you just smack them up in the air and then you just keep shooting and shooting and shooting.
Yeah, right?
But, like, even though you shot them, like, a million times, they still aren't dead.
Yeah, I noticed that. Great fucking big ugly back. Big homie.
Get off me, big homie.
Got a key. Damn. Get over here. Finish him, fatality. Now let's see where I go next. Ah, must be this way. Where it says stupidity and poison. But the one item that that's definitely hard to get a hold of is the fucking health thing that you need for this shit. They increase your health.
It's not that hard. You just buy that shit.
Yeah, except when you don't have the money for it.
All you gotta do is kill the damn people and you get the red skulls. Where you're at, you probably should only need, what, like 300 of them or something? 300, 600 of them.
Damn, died.
Man, the noises that were going on right there was like it was about to kick in to jump around.
Yeah, right? Look, a fucking lost soul.
Man, I didn't find very many of those either. I didn't find a goddamn key at all, though.
Yeah, I mean, the keys are hard to get come across sometimes.
Sometimes. I didn't see a goddamn key at all.
Finally made a bomb here. Man, like, these things are always trying to stop you, too, like the fucking flying things.
Flying, yeah. Those are fuckers, man. You pull yourself to them, but then you gotta, like, make sure you don't fall.
Yeah, right. There we go.
Hmm.
But yeah, man, it's a fun game, though, man. Like, I love this game. Great, now what am I going against?
Advanced tip, can't touch this.
Yeah, surprisingly, it is a really good game.
Shit. I hate the ice motherfucker.
You gotta use that fucking long ass sword on that motherfucker.
Yeah, the sickle. But what's worse is when you have to go up against, like, you know, him. And then the fucking red motherfucker.
Well, then you use the axe on that motherfucker.
Yeah, but it's like, did you go against both of them at the same time?
Yeah. Kill one of them, go after the other one then. It's not like they attack you at the same time. And if you notice, well, I didn't notice at first until it told me, that the guys fighting you also hit each other with their moves.
Yeah, I noticed that.
So that kills them a little bit, too.
Come on, motherfucker. You gotta die. Man, it's like fucking playing whack-a-mole with half these damn things, though.
Yeah. Fuckers won't ever die.
No, they don't. Anarchic. Shit. Mr. fucking Jason, Mr. fucking, the hell you want to call him?
I don't know.
Do with the chainsaw.
Oh, yeah. That dude's an asshole.
Yeah, right?
And over.
Fuck you, Game Over, bitch. I'm going to kill these motherfuckers. Probably the first of my hands again, sweaty.
You gotta make sure you buy some health, man.
Man, once I'm able to, yeah. So unfortunately, I'm nowhere near the fucking items I need to get.
Yeah, you know, well, you'll be near one of them statues pretty soon there.
Yeah, once I get past fucking all those little minions and the fucking Texas Chainsaw wannabe.
I got stuck on the one part that you're going to be to here soon, where you got to fight them people, then you fight that hell thing, and then I think you may fight something else, and then you have to fight two of them big-ass, big-homie fuckers.
Damn. Man, why can't they just kill big homie and leave him dead?
I have no idea. He shows up a lot of times in this game, from what I saw so far.
Yeah, he does. Figured it'd be a good time to get something cold to drink. Because then that way I have a better chance.
Something warm.
that had my freaking hands already sweating up as this from the damn controller. What I need to do is find like a fucking like a cover for my PS3 controller.
What's wrong with the cover you have?
Doesn't have a cover.
That controller isn't a cover? Nothing on it?
No. Well, like what I mean is that you know, one of those grip things like for controllers, so that way like when your hands are getting like, all sweaty. You like you ain't gotta worry about it?
No.
I think Liz Cass talked about it like in one of her videos.
Man, let's talk about the grip things for her thumbs.
Well, yeah. And it, but then there's also something for the controller itself.
Man, fuck all that.
Damn. Do you want me to get all these minions and then take the chainsaw wannabe and then hell and then the hell knight and then the ice demon and then fat motherfuckers, big homie.
Big homie.
And then we go up against the succubus.
The succubus is easy though.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who would be perfect to be referred to as a succubus.
Well,
Spaz, maybe?
Spaz. That works.
Exactly.
So yeah, you said you liked the music in this game, so you must be a fan of Combi Christ.
Sure I am. I think I don't know if we still have them on the soundboard, but we had some Combi Christ up on here.
They really only saw like two names mentioned that were in this game.
Combi Christ is still up on the soundboard. One of the good things about being off from work today, after I go shopping, come home, and I go straight back into the game.
Or you'll come back with a different game.
That too. Come on, but well, let's see. I can remember what that thing said.
Remember what was said.
You own games and accessories under $20.
Under $20 for what?
That's what this thing is. buy two, get one free on pre-owned games and accessories under $20.
Oh, they're the only under $20 ones.
Yeah.
Well, there ain't nothing under $20 I really want. Well,
come on, come on.
I guess the $18.99 or whatever the fuck would count, I guess. Even though it doesn't...
Yeah.
It comes close to $20 though, whenever you add the tax and...
I could get, like, Call of Duty Black Ops.
So what the hell is this Destiny game? Is that going to be, like, fucking Halo?
I don't know.
May contain content inappropriate for children. I don't know, that damn lady that rang me up talking about, do this or something, you only got 3 days, you get something, something talking about how good she did and shit, other than this survey, something else.
I hate those damn surveys.
I don't know, I never take these damn surveys.
I don't either.
And then, like, she, like, signed my bag.
Why did she sign your bag for?
I don't know, something about doing something and bringing it back or something and say it was her. I don't know, I really don't listen to them when they talk because I don't care. I'm like, alright, thanks.
Look at that, look at that, look at that. 3,000 points.
Talking about, do you want to pay $2 for a warranty? What the fuck I want a warranty on a used game for?
Yeah, right?
Thank goddamn, man.
Damn, I'm short.
$1.26 tax. That's ridiculous. So it's safe to say with that gift card I had, I was able to buy 2 games with it.
Man, I still got a fucking thing left. It would work out for me.
Here we go. In the next 3 days for a chance to win one of 25 $100 gift cards.
Here we go, nigga. That's what I need right here. Get 10% off pre-owned games.
That ain't gonna do nothing.
And it'll help. Well, it'll definitely help for, like, you know, when I go get, like, 2 pre-owned games for, like, for a free one.
Will they let you use that, though?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Because it is a sale, you know.
Well, yeah. But it just adds to the sale. I got 1 point left.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but like, you know, like psychopathic, you know, they got a sale going on. They won't let you use a coupon, too. You know.
Well, they're just retarded. That's why.
Well, even though they say that your coupons never expire, but they do.
Exactly.
Because I tried entering one the last time I ordered something over. It said, this is invalid.
Yeah, man, that's what it said for me when we did a fucking psycho roulette thing, that fucking, that, like, that jackpot thing.
I'm talking about, like, one that they just sent out, like, you know, with, like, a Mighty Death Pop, you know, type deal to it. Even those are expired.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
What the fuck's the point of saying, oh, they don't expire, but they do expire. I mean, come on, I think one of these, I think I still have half of those, too.
Yeah, I still got 2 of them, too. I tried using it. I said, nope.
Yeah, see here? Got 15 coupons left from Hatchet Gear.
Holy shit.
That I never used, by the way.
They're not going to work. Throw them away.
Yeah, man, I don't have my email from the fucking, that fucking slot machine.
Yeah.
It's funny. The first one I had, I tried using, and I just got it. It said it was invalid.
Damn.
Hey, oh, what is invalid? Alrighty. Let's get back into this motherfucker and start killing these damn demons because they're going to piss me off. And how about that? It's already 1:23.
Okay. The fuck does that mean?
It means 1:23. Like, I started this game about 1:20 something.
You've been playing that for a while now? And you just told me that you've been playing it for 3 minutes?
Well, no, the game I haven't been playing for 3 minutes. I'm talking about started this about maybe close to like 12:23, close to 1 o'clock.
Because you just said that you started it at 1:20.
No. I'm saying.
That's what you just said.
No, I mean, like, I was saying.
Man, you don't know what the fuck you're saying.
Man, I'm busy with fucking Chainsaw Boy. Let me fire. Come on, that's good boy. Fuck you, Dante.
Fuck you, Dante.
Yeah, that's what this thing just said to me.
That's what they say a lot in there.
Yeah. They hate us.
I hate fucking Dante. Please, fam. Nobody wants to talk to you, man.
Yeah, right. Fucking damn demons don't like.
It's what's his face? Fucking Destiny's friend.
Oh yeah, that little fucker.
And this bitch that liked that man, she's scary.
Yeah. Man, where the fuck am I? Gav. No idea where the fuck I am.
Like, it just said, request sent. I was like, I don't want to add that version.
Are you sure?
I don't even know what the fuck it is. It's on our like page. I clicked, because it said we have 19 new likes. And then it was like, request sent. What the fuck?
Well, apparently you wanted to bring the person.
I guess so.
Okay, I'll play this game again tomorrow. Or later.
Fast.
Yeah, because it's confusing the fuck, man. I don't know which way to go.
It's not that hard, Havoc. This isn't God of War. They actually show you where to go.
Yeah, it's true. Now, why the fuck am I watching 16 and pregnant? Fuck out of here, TV.
I knew it. He loves that show.
No, it came on after fucking... That was that show, fucking... The Challenge. And I was some ugly fucking redheaded bitch. Just needs to die. Damn, she's still making music? So what's happening with Frog and ICBT? Like, we could get another one, like another season?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Man, she needs to stay naked more often.
Who?
Shakira. Yeah, man, it's her and fucking Rihanna on one fucking track and one video. Shakira's practically naked.
It's always nice.
Hell yeah. Man, I think her tits got bigger.
She did just have a kid or whatnot.
Is she really?
Like, I don't know, not recently though, but she just had a kid at some point.
Man, I don't remember her having a kid, but hey, makes her a MILF.
Man, bitchers.
What's up, bitcher?
Wow, that would be a combination of bitches and strippers.
Wow.
Strippers really like to take fucking mirror photos.
Yeah, bitches really do like to take mirror photos.
That's all they do, man. Fucking take fucking pictures on their phone when they're working.
But that's a new word of the day now, bitchers.
That's right. Philadelphia, PA. No.
Shakira, you have a nice ass.
Stage AE.
And bitchers.
Are you going to the show in Worcester? Worcester?
Nope.
You don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about.
What did you say was Worcester? Nope.
But why the fuck don't? What else is closed to you?
Worcester.
Wow.
There's no other shows that I'm aware of in Connecticut, so. Plus, when is it?
You can go see Butcher Babies, Black Label Society, Down, and Devil You Know.
When?
May 8th.
I probably got to work that day.
You got plenty of time to call off if you wanted to go to that show.
No, I don't. Because the schedule's already made for next week.
So are you excited about Free Comic Book Saturday?
Hell yeah. I'm going to Gambit tomorrow on Saturday.
Did this dude really tattoo the Butcher Babies on his back?
Probably.
He tattooed their photo on his back.
Damn.
That's interesting.
My ass is running wild.
Wonderful.
I don't know why I just said that for what I did.
I have no idea why you said that either.
Hey, Vampire Diaries. Gilgi, does your hair feel happy?
No.
Well, apparently this blonde bitch fucking used something called Wen, and apparently now her hair feels happy.
My hair does not feel happy. Although at times people do like to pet my head.
Oh, fuck. Man, if someone starts petting my fucking head, I'm going to bite their fucking hand.
What the hell? Did this person really just say this? Who should be on the cover of this 2K15 game? Paige, Shield, John Cena, or Evolution? Really? That was an option?
Who the fuck asked that?
Just one of these wrestling-like pages.
Man, it better be Paige.
You really think they're going to put Paige on the cover already?
Man, they should. Be better than the fucking Shield and John Cena again.
What? I'm just saying, they mentioned Evolution. Like, really?
Man.
That shouldn't even be an option for anybody.
Man, neither should the Shield.
Man, they ain't going to make the cover of anything.
And Cena definitely shouldn't be an option because he's on everything as it is anyways. So the only option, and your best option, is Paige.
Man, what the fuck is going on over at Rabbit's house, man? She got all these fucking animals having babies. She's fucking pregnant. Fucking babies having babies.
I don't know, man. Maybe she's raping the fucking animals.
How does she do that?
I don't know.
No, seriously, how do you think she does that?
I don't know. I'm just saying, maybe she raped the animals, or her boyfriend's raping the animals.
Not possible to get them pregnant.
Well, not, maybe not, but still.
What do you mean still? Still what?
It's possible either her or her fucking boyfriend are still raping the fucking animal. How about the fact that I got $20 today?
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. All because of this.
There's a
I just sent it to you.
Jesus, man.
I'm a gassy motherfucker today. Yeah, that's the dog that was in my backyard that I ended up catching.
What? Did he look at you like that?
Man, he looked at me and started barking at me. And, you know,
sir,
at least,
what are you doing?
I mean, at least I finally got him back into his damn cage and brought him into the house.
So you got $20 for finding this dog?
Well, I think we got more than that, but since, you know, I was the one that was outside the most, fucking dying from the fucking cold. Mom gave me $20 like out of the reward money.
Well, how much did you get for finding this dog then?
She got like maybe like $100 or something like that.
$100. Damn.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't ask how much she got. All I know is I got $20. And that $20.
Be like, motherfucker, you weren't the one chasing them down the fucking street at 2 a.m.
In the motherfucking rain and in my slippers.
See?
Anyway, the way, you know, at least I got something. I mean, you know. Even though we told them, don't worry about the reward, but they still gave us something anyways.
Now, who were the people that lost it? Your neighbor?
Nah, some people from New York.
New York?
Yeah.
Like, but they live in your area, though, right?
No, they live in New York. Hey.
The dog ran away from New York?
Oh. They came down here to go to Terrywall Park. Well, technically Terrywall Castle. And pretty much he was swimming out in the pond when, some dumbass kids decided to start throwing rocks at him. So he took off. He ran away on April 19th. Yeah, man. Fucking dog lost 20 pounds.
Well, yeah, it had nothing to eat.
Well, obviously he did because he made his way up here, and he's been eating the cat food. Let me leave outside for the stray cat.
See what I tell you, man? You get random ass animals leaving that cat food out there.
But hey, it's a good thing that we left it outside because in that way, because, he kept coming back to eat the cat food, and shit, we finally managed to catch him.
Yeah, that's the only reason he was in your yard, man.
Well, that and plus we had his cage in our backyard.
You had his cage? What?
Yeah, because the owners, since he was mostly, seen around our neighborhood anyways. The neighbors brought down his cage, and we left his cage in the backyard. So we figured, he'd eventually maybe go back to his cage since it had his scent on it.
Well, that's very random that you had their cage. That's not so.
Well, considering back, like I said, they're the ones who brought him down. But hey, it worked out. I mean, we got him. I got $20. Half that money went towards fucking cigarettes and a fucking monster.
Really? That's what you bought with it?
Yes. I still have $8 left. Well, technically $9. So, hey, I still got money from it. I'll probably just put this in my bank account. And
Havoc did something nice. Who would have thought?
Yeah, right? I did something nice.
But, yo, like, it was so cold that night. Like, the minute I came inside, yeah, I started fucking puking.
Started puking about what?
Because it was so fucking cold, man. Like, I just started puking.
The fuck?
Yeah, well, come on, man. Fucking, I had, like, 2 cigarettes out there. See, like, every time when I smoked a cigarette, the dog came closer, and the minute I tried going home, ran away. And on top of that, you know, we had a fucking a shitload of rain that fucking night.
That's interesting. But not as interesting as Liz Katz and a spirit hood in the ocean.
Yeah, those spirit hoods are still stupid.
Yeah, but she's stupid too, but at least she's hot.
Well, yeah. And I think she just put up a new video up on Facebook called I Think Like a Man.
There you go. Use Cat Spirit for 15% off of your spirit hoodie, Havoc.
I don't want a spirit hoodie, motherfucker.
Don't you want to keep your hands warm?
No. I want to know why she thinks like a man. Does she not use deodorant? Does she not take actual showers?
She probably likes to have a lot of sex.
Sticking out to her damn shorts.
Why is the camera on her crotch?
because of the way she's sitting, man.
She's talking about deodorant, but she's filming her vagina.
Yes. This is something she should do more often.
When people sweat,
What about the people that sweat and don't stink?
Yeah, right?
It's girls under our new
styles. Yeah, man, go to this video, and you'll see her camel toe.
Man, I am not going to her video.
Oh, come on, man. We all know you want to see her pussy.
Well, yeah, but not when she's talking about the odoring.
And then the ones that aren't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
To take a shower if you don't want to smell.
Sweat. I guess their sweat just smells like roses and they want to cover up with other flowery smells, but I.
Sweat smells like roses? What?
Apparently.
I wish my sweat smelled like roses.
Yeah, right? I'd be happy.
And I've used this since I was about, I don't know.
Damn it, Liz, move your fucking hands, your arms, like the stairs of camel toe the entire time.
I thought she talks with her arms, so why is her hands not moving?
Only one hand's moving, and it's the one with the dealer in it. The other one's blocking her fucking camel toe. Yeah, show your arms.
Man, that's what the name of it is. I thought you said, I think like a man.
Oh, actually, I think like a man.
That would make sense.
Liz Kat, your arms are useless because they're blocking the way of your camera toe. Chop them off.
Let's see this video.
And it worked, and it was awesome close. And that's my little rant on undertone unit for today.
Come on, man, you can't even see none of you.
Man, just wait for it. Because she can get in fucking different positions that makes it easier to fucking see the fucking shit that's popping out.
For you guys today. Don't forget to subscribe for more awesome stuff. Tomorrow, I will be releasing my Borderlands Psycho cosplay shoot. Actually, finish the images tonight. Not tomorrow, but look at that. A huge thanks again to Steven.
Yeah, and they're going to be like fucking $25, like usual.
Amazing Borderlands psycho mask that he makes. The link down there in the description bar. You can go check him out too. And I'll see you guys.
I want her to sign my picture. I don't smell like a flower.
Who the fuck put that? You?
No, I said I want her to sign my picture. I don't smell like a flower.
Wow.
That'd be fucking funny.
Well, man, if you want a Borderlands mask for $200.
Yeah, no thanks.
Oh, come on. You know you want her mask.
Well, she could wear the mask. Man, I think she's in the wrong business.
Probably.
I think she should do commercials.
She probably should. So, Ghetto, so you fell in love with your cell phone.
I did.
Because the witches told you to.
Because the witches told me to. There you go. You put a fucking spell on me and I fell in love with the fucking cell phone.
Well, man, it's some sort of birthday game. Like, you pick the number of the month you were born, pick the day you were born, and then pick the color of the shirt you're wearing. For you, it would be, I fell in love with my cell phone. I don't know what color of shirt you're wearing, so I just chose red because the voices told me to.
Let's see.
I mean, I could have gone with other, and just goes because that's what I do.
But I don't love my cell phone.
And yours is better than me. Mine is, I went out with a goat.
You went out with a goat?
Yeah. Well, because that's what I do.
Technically, your girlfriend is probably like a goat. She ate everything.
That's true.
And she was hairy like a goat.
That too. Oh, apparently she's a seal.
Man, she just might be. You never know. She's probably a seal in a fucking like a human costume.
What the fuck? How would that work?
I don't fucking know.
So how do the legs work?
Man, the legs are her fucking flippers.
But how does it there's only one. I don't understand.
I don't either.
It's stupid. It hurts. Go ahead and ask your Facebook friends that.
Yeah, well, like you'd be the one who answered.
No, why would I answer it? Maybe terrible. Maybe Tara will answer it. That dumb bitch.
Man, maybe she's a seal too.
Man, she killed the conversation the other night when she said, "Cool story, bro."
Yeah, I would have deleted her on the spot.
And that was the end of that convo.
Yeah, no. Fuck, I hate that shit.
The hell was that?
That was me with mucus in my throat, or phlegm, or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
That was you drinking out of the toilet.
And now I'm pissing into the toilet.
Good thing you didn't drink after you took a piss in the toilet. Look,
you know,
fresh lemonade.
Yeah. Hey, Chewbacca, you want a drink?
Fresh lemonade from my
penis. All for Chewbacca. The seal in a human costume.
In other words, he wants to pee on you. Pee on you. Pee on you.
Yes, I want to turn you into the next R. Kelly project.
It'll be a warming experience.
Well, you know what? I mean, at least you won't be cold until after. Just be smelly and stinky. Well, warm, wet, and stinky.
Warm, wet, and stinky.
Yeah.
Kinda like after fucking a bitch.
Yeah, definitely have to fuck fucking her. I would answer.
So remember, kids, don't drink the lemonade heaven provides for you. Goodbye.
Stay away from seals and human costumes. They just might try to kill you.
And whatever the fuck he's mumbling about.
And also, don't buy anything from those cats.